Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say teacher in Chinese. We have a special guest. He's not only a teacher, he's my teacher too, one of the many teachers in my life. We have Charlie Molly. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how are you? 你好.
Yeah, 你好. Thank you for joining us. I remember I took your class a couple of years ago. I'm still raving about it, telling everybody that everybody should practice it. Can you share with us what you teach?
Yeah, so I teach something called lucid dreaming and mindfulness of dream and sleep, which is the art of learning how to become conscious within your dreams. So you can have dreams where you go, aha, I'm dreaming. And then once you know you're dreaming, you can start to interact with the dream and explore the unconscious mind, which can lead to psychological healing and spiritual growth.
Right. I remember you were a rapper.
Yeah, that's
before
right.
Before you turned to a teacher.
Yeah, I was in the music world. So we used to have a breakdancing group and rapping and hip hop and stuff like that, which is funny because that meant that I struggled a little bit with this term teacher when it came to teaching the lucid dreaming, because I was teaching within the context of Tibetan Buddhism. And within Tibetan Buddhism, the term teacher really holds weight. You know, it said, you know, the teacher, the teacher of meditation. So I struggled with that and preferred words like instructor and facilitator and,
right,
and other words around it. But now I feel a few years down the line, I think I have something to share now. So I feel...
You deserve it. You deserve the
title.
No,
I deserve it, but I feel more comfortable with the phrase teacher now, I think. Yeah.
Right. Okay. You were my lucid dreaming teacher before, but today I'm going to be your Chinese teacher.
Absolutely. And I'm ready to learn. I'm the student at your feet.
Okay, great. The way to say teacher in Chinese is 老师.
Okay, 老师.
老师. And 老 means old.
Ah, okay.
老.
老.
Is the third tone. So you go down first and then up. And you can make it a bit longer to emphasize it. 老.
老.
老. It's just like Laos.
Yeah.
The country, Laos, Lao,
yeah.
Make it third tone. Lao means old. Shi is the second character. Shi.
Shi.
Shi, exactly. I can hear that you are actually putting your mouth together as if you were going to whistle. So, shi.
Absolutely, yeah. Shi. Now I can't do it.
You are doing it. So, shi is the first tone, so you make it flat. Shi.
Shi.
Shi. The ancient character for Lao, that's actually is the shape of an old guy with a stick.
Huh.
So, that's just the shape of the character. It's pictographic. And shi is more complicated. Shi originally means someone guarding the territory. And the person who guarded the territory, of course, in ancient time, everything was about survival, security, being able to be alive. So the person, the head of the army guarding the territory is a general, and the person must have a lot of knowledge. So the knowledgeable person became the head of the country or the head of any. And as a result, this person is a master.
That's really interesting. And actually, that gives a lot of insight into the term teacher in Buddhism,
yep,
and why I felt that it was held in such high regard.
Yep.
Because it's a sense of oldness, of wisdom, and a sense of guarding and protection.
Yep.
So no wonder that term, you know, teacher has such authority within it.
It is. And then it shows the respect.
Yeah.
So when someone call you 老师, it's actually with a lot of admiration and then also implying that you are teaching me something. And in olden day, 老师, tend to be male, but nowadays could be male, female. And if you really want to differentiate to say male teacher, we say 男老师.
Ooh, say that one again.
男.
男.
老师.
老师.
老师 is the same, and 男 means male.
Yeah.
And the way to say female, 女.
女.
女老师, female teacher.
女老师.
女老师. And you are Charlie 老师, or if you prefer people to call your surname, we can say, oh, you are Molly 老师.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and 老师 not only for the real teacher in life, you can also explain to people who you respect. And nowadays, they actually use it quite a lot in many different contexts. For example, during the war, the Silver War between Mao Zedong and Chiang Kai-shek, they called each other 老师.
Oh, and what was the context of that?
They were actually war enemies.
Of course.
They were enemies at that time, but at the same time, they were sort of having some complicated relations between them. And there was one moment they called each other 老师.
That's really interesting. You know, there's something in Buddhism that said your greatest enemy is your greatest teacher.
I think so, yeah. So in a way, 老师 is a very straightforward terminology. You can use that for, okay, school teachers, your tutors, or your piano teachers, or any teacher, like when you said you preferred instructor at some point. Mm. But actually, we can also say my tennis teacher rather than my tennis instructor, or my ski teacher or ski instructor. Mm. So 老师 can be in many ways. So anyone who guides your life, your knowledge, can be called 老师.
Great.
All right. So in your life, in the career of being a 老师, can you share some interesting stories?
Yeah. Wow. Where to begin? I think the most interesting thing is how I've noticed the dreams of people changing depending on what country they're from. So when I run these workshops, the day after the first workshop, so if we have a Saturday and a Sunday, on the Sunday morning, we sit and we discuss our dreams from the night before. And what I've noticed is that the dreams of Italian people tend to differ from the dreams of Swedish people. The dreams of American people tend to differ from the dreams of Zimbabwean people. And that was really interesting to see the cultural specifics and the cultural archetypes of each nation come through into their dreams.
Right. So did you teach them different things based on cultural difference?
No, the techniques were the same, but I noticed they were teaching themselves different things based on the techniques.
Right.
So for example, one of the techniques is that once you become lucid in the dream and you know that you're dreaming, you can call out for what you would like to happen. So you could call out, you know, may my inner guru come to me, or you could fly through the sky, or you could do your meditation in the lucid dream state, whatever you like.
Right.
And it's interesting to see what different people choose to do in different places. It's the similar thing with nightmares. You know, when I was teaching in South Africa, the nightmares of South Africans were very different from the nightmares of Americans. And what I'd be really interested in is to teach in China.
Sure. Wow. So I guess my dreams are probably a little bit different from people who live in China throughout their lives and different from people who live in the UK throughout their lives. Probably the mixed dream all intertwined together.
Yeah. So do you dream in Chinese or English or
sometimes in Chinese, sometimes in English.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sometimes in Taiwanese too. So,
of course.
Yeah, in the dream, sometimes I speak a single language and sometimes I mix the language.
Mm.
And you know what? Before we wrap up, there's a Chinese idiom saying that if you are someone's 老师 in one day, that means that if you are just, you teach me in a day, actually you are my father throughout my lifetime.
Oh, wow. Well, in that case, you are my father, for you have taught me these Chinese words in less than a day.
Yeah, you are already my father for a long time. So thank you so much, Charlie, for being my lucid dreaming 老师.
Thank you. Thank you for being my Chinese 老师.
Yeah, and thank you. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Charlie.
再见.